Hey, this is Laced Punch, and I'm Matt C, and I got a guest in tonight, JP. Oh, he's not a guest, he's a co-host.
That's right, for tonight.
How do you like the rain out there?
Oh, it's horrible, man. The drive-in was crap.
Yeah, it was. Long day of work today, too, eh?
Yeah.
All right, KXRY Portland. Yes, that was Svart Framtid. You got that record, JP?
I do. It's great. I've got it on several formats, and it's a wonderful record. I really like it.
I probably have a repress.
I don't know. I've got like either a repress or a bootleg, and then I've got it on like a four-way Norwegian split thingy.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's always fun to play records in here. JP, my buddy here, has a ton of records, and I'm totally glad to have you in here tonight.
Thanks, man.
And this is Matt C. You're listening to Laced Punch. We're on every Monday, 10 p.m. You could look up the old shows on the website, and sometimes we have guests and sometimes co-hosts every Monday night, weekly.
Sweet.
So, how you been, JP? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, man. I've been really busy with work and missed a few shows, and we missed each other the other night at Blackwater. So,
oh, that was a rager.
That's what the pictures say.
Body double is totally awesome. There's a ton of kids there.
Yeah, and Aaron's book thing was really cool, too, I thought, upstairs. There were some old faces we haven't seen in a while.
Erin Yankee, she and a few others put out a book about Poison Girls.
Yeah, she did some of the editing, and it looks fantastic.
It's really awesome. Yeah. I like the colors.
Yeah.
So look at that. Wonder where you could buy that.
That's a good question. I don't know. You know.
Probably Blackwater.
Yeah, probably Blackwater. That's a good point. Anyway, you want me to talk about some of the bands coming up?
Yeah. So JP's playing the first set here.
Cool. So first off, we're going to hear a band from Australia called Gash. They were mainly a female band, and they accompanied a band called Depression from Australia that Matt played a couple of weeks ago. So it kind of inspired me to play them. And then Polish anarchist female band Homo Militia, and then another band from Poland called Post Regiment. Both those bands are from the 90s. And then we're going to get into some southern stuff because I'm from Atlanta. And we're going to hear some I Hate God and then a band that recently came through from Atlanta by the name of Identity Shock.
All right, let's check out Gash, eh?
Cool.
Because You're a Woman on X-Ray FM. Oh, please.
Because you are a woman, you need a bed to wear. They take me in the shop, so what do you care? You're just a silly fool, you're such a femininity. If you haven't got a girl, you mustn't have any money. You are a woman. You want the dishwasher. What would your friend think? You didn't own an air conditioner. You bright what? Because you are a woman. Because you are a woman. Because you are a woman. Because you are a woman.
Homo Militia. You there, JP?
I'm here, man.
All right. Did you see? Oh, yeah. You just mentioned about Identity Shock. From Atlanta, you saw them when they came through?
I saw them when they came through. They were great. I think they're straight edge kids, but they were super cool with playing at a place that served alcohol, so they were awesome.
Was that pizza parlor?
It was. I think it was at Atlas down off of Foster. Cool. I can't remember. Somewhere down in that part of Southeast.
You know those kids in Identity Shock?
I don't, but we know some of the same people, even though we're vastly different in age.
Right on.
You want me to list out the songs that we just heard?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Okay, so Identity Shock, that was Costume Change. Before that was I Hate God, Left to Starve.
Anyway, you know a member from I Hate God, right?
Yeah, so the guitarist moved to Atlanta in like 1990. And we were both at a Corrosion of Conformity show, and I had a Blast shirt on, and he was really into Blast, so we got to talking, and then we would just hang out quite a bit, and then he moved back to New Orleans. But yeah, it's always good seeing them when they come through town. Nice folks, and yeah. So that song was Left to Starve off In the Name of Suffering. That's their first LP. Before that was a Polish band, Post Regiment, off their self-titled. Apologies to anybody who speaks a Slavic language. My Polish is horrible. The name of the title track or the title of that song was Slova O.
Oh, good. I wouldn't even have used the V.
I know. I'm guessing between my German and my Slova Spanish. And then before that was Homo Militia, also from Poland. I'm going to try this again. Nikni Jetzt Perfekt Joy. And before that, of course, we started off with Gash from Australia, Because You're a Woman.
Jawohl. Sorry. That's not even close to Polish. All right. I'm going to play in the next set. Should we talk about any subjects, JP?
I don't know, man. I mean, what's up with the... What are you going to play next?
I'm going to play Jab. Jab just played... A couple nights ago. You just left right before they started, I think.
Was that a Blackwater?
Yeah.
Oh,
with all the kids
stuff.
There.
Yeah.
That was a wild one.
Wow.
Jab's super cool. Friends with my daughter. And we're going to hear a live track. This is called... What do we got?
Decompose.
Decompose by Jab, Portland Band.
This one's called Decompose. Let's go.
Time, but they're part of the game. Cut to you, well, I cut you up. Set up. It was punk music and aggression.
I don't know, it's just a bunch of angry kids rebelling against long hair and peace and love and everything. There just wasn't a lot of that going around. Nobody liked the way things were working out, and skateboarding was there, and it all just went off together. All went off at once, like an explosion.
Start. It's not that hard. Will it matter if you're high or low?
Yes. That's Portland band TV Highway. TV Highway, they haven't played in a while, but they're going to be back out with some new material. And they're going to be playing at the Twilight this week on Friday. Air conditioner, please.
Oh, yeah.
With Nick's Division and La Isla Electronica and TV Highway. That's Friday. The date is the 12th. And then before that, we heard Lust. That's a band from Olympia from 2019 with our friend Sebastian. And we heard Backslash back there with Full Tilt Boogie, as well as Betrayer, I Feel Nothing. And that set started off with Jab. Now, Jab is playing again this week. Really killer gig on Thursday night. That is December 11th at Ming Lounge. I don't know if I want to get beat up at Ming Lounge this week. Is Teardown's playing too with 22RE?
That'll be a good show.
How do you say that, 22RE?
That's what I would say.
What does it mean?
I don't know. We need somebody from 22RE to call in.
I forgot what it means. And also playing is a new band called CPS, Community of Public Safety and Child Labor, with our friends Billy and Thomas. Okay, hey, JP, you got a song queued up?
Yeah, it's a band from Athens, Georgia, by the name of Big Trouble. And if your band has ever played in Athens, Georgia, and it was a DIY show, then the drummer for this band, Jason Griffin, probably booked you ever since the mid-90s up until today. He's been pretty active. So there we go.
Lace Punch, baby.
Okay, you are listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Thank you. Dollar 13.
Stop!
Light. What you just heard there was Dr. No with Crucified. Before that was Ill Repute, Fill It Up, and Stalag 13, Black and Gray. Those three bands are from Oxnard, California. I've been just jamming some Nardcore recently.
Yeah, I thought they were from L.A. Dr. No.
No, there's that. It's about an hour outside of L.A., out of Ventura County, and they had their own little scene there in the 80s. And they still do, but I think they get lumped in sometimes with the L.A. bands. Before that, we heard the Scuds, When All Else Fails. Some of those guys are in a local band here by the name of Nuclear Blast Suntan. They just played last night. Thank you. Check them out. Scuds were around in the late 90s, early 2000s, and they're originally from Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah, your homies.
Yeah, my homies, my ex-roommates.
Pisces.
Yep.
All right, cool. I'm playing the next set. Maybe I'll jump right in. Hey, by the way, this is Lace Punch, and JP is in tonight. You know him. You know him from the clubs. And I'm Matt C. We play punk and hardcore here every Monday night at 10 p.m. You kids, you got to stay up late. Put the headphones on so grandma or mommy can't hear you. I'm going to play. You got to work tomorrow, JP?
I do, unfortunately. And yourself?
Yeah, it's not too bad getting out of here at 11.
No, it's not too terrible.
Totally fun in here in the studio, though.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
I'm going to play three bands from Canada to start the set off. We're going to hear Low Blow here with also Pill Mill and a new one from Homefront. So this is Low Blow with, and they're from Calgary. This is Coming For You, X-Ray FM.
Yeah. push the button. Activation. Who's the leader? Running the nation. Calls the shots. Calls the infantry. Air, land, and sea. Air Force Marines. Dance for the leader. Up on your knees. Dance for the leader. Do not please beat. Leader, leader. Leader, leader. Leader, leader.
Brains. Oh, hey, can you hit the air conditioner?
Oh yeah.
Didn't you love when you were a kid the reggae hits intermixed with all the hardcore on Bad Brains albums?
We just had this conversation, and I think it's like when I was a kid, and you'd get that Bad Brains Roar cassette, or you know, Rock for Light or something, and those reggae songs would pop up, and it's like, oh man, you just like you screwed up the flow of the good hardcore. But now I kind of like it, so it's all good.
So that was like a really early one by Bad Brains. So we're gonna be closing the show off here real soon here. That was Stay Close to Me, and we heard Abraham Cross from 1995. We heard a bunch of Canadian bands with a new hit from the new Homefront album. You know that Jonah Falco has produced the new Homefront?
Yeah, I think I think he's done a couple of their albums the past couple years.
Canadians. And we heard Miserija from Croatia back there. All right, hey, thanks so much JP for coming in. That was like super fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. It's always cool just hanging out and listening to some jams.
And hey, maybe catch you this week at on Thursday night at Ming Lounge. There's also, are you going to go to Accused on Saturday?
I'm